that's a good one right there. I've talked about how when you have good years, you tend to have wins like that. You look back and there's 10 or 12 games that you won that you necessarily shouldn't have. And so we've had a few of those already, so that's a good sign. But thought JR really battled. He was in a lot of deep counts, so he had to stay in the fight there, and he did. I thought in the second, we gave him a couple soft runs. The walk before McGonigal with two outs led to a run, and then, of course, the wild pickoff. But, he stayed in it and gave us a chance, pitched into the sixth, and we decided before the game with Dylan Lee with 3 days off, if we were down one, we're going to chase it with Dylan Lee. We're going to go multiples with him. And Dylan was a rock star tonight, put us in position to win that game right off the paternity list, and goes 1 2/3. I think punched out 4. He was huge, and then it was great to see Ronaldo. I talked about it before the game. I wanted to see him, and there he was, and gives us 2 scoreless late, and of course Matty with the dramatic homer. So that's a great win.
As you have this kind of success, are you just kind of anticipating that this might happen when you're going this well?
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of the reason why, down one, you gotta be careful doing this too often, but especially down one, been chasing those games with our bullpen, trying to keep it there because I feel like our offense is in a really good place. And I feel like if we keep it to one, we got a really good chance of winning those games late. And the bullpen's done a great job, keeping it at one several times this year and giving us a chance. But you start to win games like this, and you start to believe that you're going to win them all when you're down late, if you're within reach.
About the way Matt's swinging that bat, is it more reminiscent of 2023 maybe than previous years?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. He's I want to be careful saying it's as good as I've seen him because 23 was ridiculous, but he's swinging the bat really well. I mean, he's hitting balls in the left center gap. He's hitting homers. He's a really good hitter. And man, that was a big at bat right there against Kenley. I felt like the few of the swings he had that at bat earlier, I felt like he was timed up. He was timed up with Kenley there. It's one of the greatest closers in our generation, and put together a heck of an at bat there.
With his long levers and just general size, how difficult? How much work has to go into trying to get his swing where?
Well, yeah, he's got long levers and he's got some big moves too in his swing. So I'm sure it takes some maintenance, to keep the timing element right. But he doesn't seem to have a problem with it. But he's one of the better players in the game, really. When you start looking at the whole package, I mean, what he does on defense, Matt Olson's a superstar.
Well, when you look at what JR's been able to do, I mean, you guys have hopes for him, but seeing that he is up for this, that he can keep you in a game, how encouraging is this?
Yeah, and he had to really battle tonight. That's a tough lineup because they don't chase. And you can see a lot of the three ball counts because they force you into the zone. And I thought JR's making some good pitches, but they weren't chasing. And so a lot of three ball counts, a lot of deep counts, and pitch count was getting up there. But he stayed in it, and he's getting outs. And he kept the game right there until we turned it over to D. Lee, and that's a great job by JR.
You've got some starters in the pen right now. Whether it's Fuentes or it's Raylo today. What are you seeing from these guys? Like, what's that? What's their mentality, and what kind of advantage does that provide you?
Yeah, especially when you're missing an Iggy. Yes, sir, missing Dylan Lee, and if you got guys that instead of going one inning at a time with some of the other guys, if you got a guy who can put down 2-3 innings and bridge it to the back end of the bullpen, it's a luxury. I mean, and look, the composition of our bullpen is going to be very fluid. It's very different right now than it's been most of the year. So, and we'll manage the bullpen accordingly. But we've had a handful of those this year where someone's come in, you know, a starter and put down 3, even 4 innings for us and kept us there, and we win those games. It's not easy to do, but so there's some benefits to having those guys down there that can give you multiples.
But with Ronaldo specifically, what's his mentality right now?
He's in a good place, in a really good place. He's very upbeat. He's a pro. We talked about everything the other day, brought him in, and you're just making sure that there's clarity there, and he was great, and he's ready to go in his role right now. And you know, like I said, I keep saying this, but ultimately we see him as a starter still. But in the meantime, while he's working through some things, you know, he can go out there and give us a couple innings and help us win a game. That's huge.
With the way you guys have pitched already this year, getting Spencer back this weekend, what does that do for your rotation and staff?
Yeah, like I've said, we've got some guys coming back. I mean, we've played really well, and we lost a lot of guys, even before spring training, during spring training, like valuable guys. So the fact that we're doing what we're doing right now and these guys are playing the way they are, we're pitching the way we are, it's a credit to the players and how they're performing. It's been really, really awesome to see because we didn't break camp full strength, but we got guys stepping up, position players, pitchers, and it's a really good mojo right now.
About to win another series, I think it's 9-0-1 or
something. Yeah, look, coming into the series, right, on paper, it's going to be a tough one. Three really good arms in Mize and School. We got Framber tomorrow. That's a tall task to win this series. That's a good team. Good offense, and so yeah, to have won the series already after the first two games, that's quite an accomplishment, really.
Walt, I know things are kind of fluid, but do you anticipate Richie making the next turn?
I would think so. Yeah, unless things change from day to day, but I would imagine you're gonna make the next start. Yeah,
I was gonna ask that. You know, when you're going to Coors Field, you want to have as much bullpen help as possible. Like, that wouldn't really influence where Richie stands right now.
No, I think you gotta be careful. You know, throwing away starters, especially young ones that are pitching well. So, we'll figure out the recipe for this road trip here when we start off in Colorado. But he certainly has made a case for himself.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.